Blog Talk Radio.
Your listening station is Blog Talk Radio. Your program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the Peninsula Sector of California. We are bringing unto you today. This is our Easter Sunday, our final Sunday in the month of March, the 31st, 2013. We are delighted to come before your presence, into your homes, into your office space, into your automobile, or wherever Blog Talk Radio finds you. Greetings to you out there in our digital listening audience over this radio digital airway. We are just so delighted to come before your presence on this evening. This is the Sunday, the resurrection day of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we just want you to grab your good seat and get comfortable. Take your shoes off and get your Sunday best off and just enjoy the Lord with me on this evening. As you have known in the previous recording, I have designated a toll-free number to our listening audience, you that are out there in our digital sound surround. We would like to give you a hands-up on this number that you can dial in. If we have been a blessing to you in our program, we would like for you to call in. All the calls are welcome to call into the station. And that number is 877-598-8654. That number once again is 877-598-8654. We welcome your calls. All right, now we also have prayer at the beginning of our program. I would like for you to bow your head as we go down in prayer. Father God, we just want to come with raised hands, and we want to come with a humble heart and a voice of praise, God, thanking you yet for another day that was not promised to us. God, we thank you for watching over each and every one of us that's under the sound of this digital broadcast. We thank you, God, for watching over us and touching us with your finger of love on this morning, God. We thank you, Lord, for enabling us to go out to our various churches, God, and to give your name praise and the glory and all the honor. God, we thank you for uniting us together around this globe once again on today, Lord, in harmony and in unity, God. We thank you, Lord, for all the many blessings that you have bestowed on each and every one of us. We thank you, God, for what you have done. God, we thank you for what you're intending to do in the lives of the saints of God and you that are alive. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for you so gracious, God, and you're so thoughtful of us. You just have the sovereignty, love unmeasured, God. And we thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father, for just uniting us again. And we will always give your name the glory and the honor and the praise. And Lord, we know that there are someone out there in our listening audience that heart is heavy, Lord. They are heavy laden on today. And Lord, they are needing a rhema word from you, God. We want you, God, to comfort their hearts and minds on today. Give them rest for their weary heart and their weary soul, God. And Lord, we will be so mindful to give your name the glory and the honor and all the praise. And we will all say together in unity, amen and amen. Without any further ado, we will go on into our today's sermon. And our sermon for today entitled is Resurrection Sunday. Let's further our knowledge and go into history and see what history has to say about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ concerning his resurrection. For in the biographical archives, the Washington Post identifies famous people with a single vocational notice, such as home run king, motion picture star. According to a reporter, one of these files is marked Jesus Christ Matron. Every individual who considers Jesus Christ makes some judgment. All history is incomprehensible without Christ. His name, for some writers, have plowed into the history of the world. We find that one famous chairman of the Department of Religion at Yale's graduate school wrote that short life of Jesus has been the most influential ever lived. Through him, millions have been transformed and has begun to live the life which he exemplified. Gauged by the consequences which have followed, the birth, the life, and death, and resurrection of Jesus has been the most important event in the history of man. Now we read, according to Paul, one who said he or she is a Christian without believing in the resurrection is stating a contradiction in turn. For why did Jesus Christ die if not for our sins? And if his dust is still in a Palestinian grave, then his sacrifice was insufficient for our salvation, and we would still be in our sins with the fruit of faith. Not only still in our personal sins, but all the sins and evil of an unjust world. But we find that the tomb was found empty. The fact is that God concealed out our sins by raising Jesus Christ from the dead. So by grace, through faith in his sacrificial death and resurrection, we are saved. That is what our ancestors believed when they gathered to worship in hollow and brush oracles, and that as Moses led Israel out of Egypt bondage, Jesus Christ by his resurrection led them to fight for and win freedom over the evil of bondage. No matter what the sins of their oppressors could do against them, they were destined onward and upward by the power of the resurrection. You that are out there in digital radio land, I would like to ask you a question. If you agree that he is who he claimed to be, then let him who is the son of history be not only the son of your creed, but also the object of your loyalty and love. Jesus Christ, who wants to be the son of your life, the reason for your being here at all, he gave himself a sacrifice for you. And now he awaits for you to heed to his call. For we read in the law of John 11:25, reads like this: And I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. We have found out that without Christmas, there wouldn't be an Easter. And without the resurrection, this day would be just another day. In fact, we wouldn't even be in church. We see that Christmas and Easter parallels in similar events. Now, we find that Easter are the most joyful celebration of the year for a Christian. In the first, we celebrate the incarnation, God taking on flesh and coming into the world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. We read in the law of John 3:16. In the second, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. He is not here, but he is risen. The angel said in the law of Luke 24 and 6, from the beginning of time, these 2 days were inextricable linked in the master's plan of the Father. Jesus was born to die for our sins and to conquer death so that we could live. I want to ask you, you that are listening out there in our digital radio audience, which is more important, Christmas, the birth of the infant Jesus, or Easter, the death and resurrection of the man, God's Son? Both are essential, and both are clear evidence of the Father's love for us. I would like to salute our Savior, Jesus Christ, by saying Happy Christmas and Happy Easter. For we know that Jesus our Savior left heaven above, coming to earth as a servant with love. Laying aside all of his glory, he came bringing salvation through faith in his name. As Christians, we know that they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. That's in the law of Luke 23 and 33. For we have found in many paintings of the crucifixion of Jesus, the center cross on which he hung is taller or higher on a hill than the other two. And we can appreciate the artist's desire to give Christ a place of prominence, but we have to realize, hallelujah, that there was no reason to believe that Jesus was given an elevated or exalted position. How then that of the two thieves? Those who crucified Jesus consider him to be a common criminal, so the crosses were most likely on the same level. As I think about this, I realize that Jesus was not only of reach, way above the poor sinner on the other crosses. I also think it is likely that the three crosses were very close together. The two thieves could carry on a conversation with each other above the shouting and tumult of mobs around them. In fact, if the repentant thief's hand had not been nailed to the cross, he might very well have been able to reach over and put his hands on Jesus' hand. This, I believe, is significant. Jesus is within reach of all who will look to him and touch him with the hand of faith. Hallelujah. Yes, anyone can come to him and receive forgiveness and new life. I want to ask you out there in the digital radio listening audience, have you reached out in faith to the one who died on the cross for you? Hallelujah. They nailed his hands and they pierced his side. Hallelujah. With a crown of thorns placed upon his head, the Bible tells us that Jesus died until the sun refused to shine. God forbid that I should boast except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. We read that in the law of Galatians 6 and 14. We also know that in Paul, he ended his letter to the Galatians. He was, in a figurative sense, writing his story in blood. He wrote a message of love and grace that would arouse the anger of other religious leaders. But Paul knew he would be hated for honoring the death of Christ. Hallelujah. Above the ritual and moral law of Israel. He would be punished for teaching that Christ's death and resurrections were more important than the law of circumcision that represented the whole Mosaic way of life. His suffering for Christ would literally include shedding his own blood. We read in the law of 2 Corinthians 11 and 23 through 25, Paul wasn't willing to play it safe. He knew the crucifixion of Jesus was the centerpiece of history, yet putting his own life on the line. Paul proclaimed the impressible heart of God, who gave his Son to express the ultimate words of love, written in blood at the cross. For the Father wrote his autograph upon a cross of shame, with pen divine, all dipped in blood. Forgiven in Jesus' name. We as Christians, as sons and daughters of the Most High Priest, we are to show his love. We know that Jesus died for you and me. And we can repay God by showing his love to others. And we also must live for him. I hope and pray that I've said something to encourage your heart and ignite your mind and infuse the soul. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Bye for now.